You're listening to the Fillers Online Music Program, show number 31. That was Troubled Hubble with the track Nancy off of their 2002 release Panturbia on Latest Flame Records. I believe back on show number 16, I did play a track Ear, Nose, Throat off of their last album, Making Beds in a Burning House, which was released on Lookout. And when I say last, I don't actually mean most recent. I do mean last. As I mentioned back then, the group broke up last year towards the end of 2005, and that is that. They were good, fun band, and now they are no longer. But that track there was Nancy from the album Panturbia. You can still find that their website is still active at TroubledHubble.com if you want to check out the discography and things of that nature, as well as the final tour dates of the band that happened in September and October of last year. So that is that. If you have any comments or suggestions, send me an email at podcast@thefiller.com. That's filler with a P-H. And thank you very much for listening. I don't have a drink today, but if I did have one, I would like to have a Diet Black Cherry Vanilla Coke. If you haven't tried that drink yet, it is awesome. It is far superior to the vanilla cherry Diet Dr. Pepper. And it may be my favorite Coke product at the moment. So if you have a chance, check that out. Let's see. I think that's all I'm going to say for now. The next track is from Colin Molloy's band from college, called Tarkio, and the track is Tristan and Isolde.
Would you like to go out tonight? So Tristan to Isolde. It's a lovely night to go to the Odeon, sit in the back row. Sick of staying in So they threw on some clothes, walked slowly down the street, lit by lantern light, through the market square, studied the marquee, bought two tickets and some popcorn, and on the screen, the hero. May hold hand in hand and say, God, I love you, but you trouble me. She pushes him away. Credits roll, Tristan turned to his own, said, what did you think? It was okay, I guess, that story's pretty old. It's a bit cliche and hackneyed, I thought. Back out on the street, they stop for some ice cream, talking quietly, but there was nobody in the room in which they sat, as he reached across the table, and just as their fingers timidly he whispers sigh and says, God, I love you, but you trouble me. So Tristan to his own. So Tristan to his own.
So there you have it. Before Romeo and Juliet, before the Decemberists, there was Tarkio and Tristan and Isolde. Sorry for that, but I saw the ad for that movie so many times for some reason. I'm not sure if I just happened to be going to the movies a lot at the time or what was going on, but I kept seeing the ad for that movie, and I have no desire to see it. I have not seen it. If you have seen it and you think it was great, let me know. But it doesn't seem like my kind of thing. So as I said, that was Colin Molloy's band in college before the Decemberists. And Kill Rock Stars actually just released a two-disc discography of that band titled Omnibus last week on the 24th of January. So be sure to go check out killrockstars.com to find out more about that release. And that's that. It's two whole discs. Anyway, that's that. Two discs, $14 at killrockstars.com. There you go. All right, we got a few more tracks for you. The next one is from Esther Dring's new album, and the title of this song is Valencia's Dying Dream. So that was Esther Drang with a track off their latest album, which came out also on January 24th. And interestingly enough, I played another track from the album on show number 16, which is also the last time I played a track from Troubled Hubble. I didn't look back at that show and say, let's see how many of the same artists we can repeat on the show. It just sort of happened that way. So, but that track that you just heard was called Valencia's Dying Dream, and you can get that CD from Jade Tree, and it came out last week on the 24th of January. A very popular week for some good releases so far in 2006. Now, we've got a couple tracks left for you. This next track is actually from an album that's not going to be released until March on Secretly Canadian Records. The name of the band is I Love You, But I've Chosen Darkness, and the track is called According to Plan.
Thank you.
So as I said before the song, that was I Love You, But I've Chosen Darkness. You can find out more about them at chosendarkness.com. Thankfully, a shorter title there for the domain name. Otherwise, you'd be typing forever trying to get to their website. But anyway, that album, Fear Is On Our Side, is going to be released on March 7th, 2006, either as a CD or a 2LP set on Secretly Canadian Records. They're going to be playing several tour dates at the end of March and the beginning of April through the Midwest and the couple of plain states, northeast, southeast, east, wherever. You know, everywhere east of the Mississippi because, you know, us folk out here on the West Coast don't count or something. Okay. Anyway, but I should mention that they are playing February 2nd in Austin, Texas with Spoon. That show might interest several of you, probably, if you happen to be in the Austin area. They have a MySpace page as well. I'll have that linked, as well as MySpace pages for all the other bands, if they have one, linked in the show notes page at thefiller.com/podcast. Send any comments you have to me via email at podcast@thefiller.com, or use the commenting system on a show-by-show basis there on the show notes page. It would be great to have you visit. Okay, we are actually on our last song here. And it's a track by a band you may have heard of named Slint, who did some touring last year after quite a break there. It's Nosferatu Man's the track. And in an interview on MTV2, not with Slint, but with Pimback, Pimback noted that their one performance sharing the stage with Slint was probably one of the biggest highlights of 2005 musically. I think when the interview was asking the question, Rob sort of wanted to blurt out, I just had a baby, but it looked like the guy wanted to focus on Pimback, the band, not their own personal lives, I think is what happened there. But if you want a link to that interview, it's been archived online. Email me and I can send you a link to that so you can either download it or stream it, whatever you want to do, if you're a Pinback fan as I am. And so that's it. Thank you very much for listening to show number 31. We are slowly inching our way to show number 50. And I've got some big plans for some giveaways and things during the last four or five shows leading up to that big show number 50. So, you have a nice day. Thank you again for listening, since I know I just said it about 5 seconds ago. And I'll talk to you later. We'll be right back.
show.